Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
What day is it?
Monday?
I think it's Monday. I feel like it's been 2 months.
Dude, right?
What time is it?
It is 6 something.
Okay.
It is 6:05.
We're supposed to be here, right?
I think so.
How many times did you wake up this very long weekend and go, oh my God, why is it light outside? Oh my God, it's light. I'm supposed to be at work. I don't know.
Waking up to sunlight is the strangest thing now.
I know. I know.
I feel like I've been lazy and the day's ruined now because I've slept in and there's sunlight.
Yeah.
It's.
Oh, just wait until the middle of winter.
I prefer it.
When it's dark outside until the end of the show.
Yes.
That could be nice.
It's not nice. It's depressing. Seriously?
I guess we would only see darkness, basically.
Yeah. Oh. And you're tired all the time?
Oh, yeah, I could see how that could be major. This isn't going to bode well for you, Stacey.
Why?
You not having any sunlight? You going even to an darker place than you are now? Are you kidding me?
Darker than her soul.
You know how people have seasonal depression in the winter? Mm-hmm. I have it in the summer.
Well, you hate
constantly.
The heat.
I have seasonal depression in the heat. I do not get outside unless I have to. And when it's dark, more often than not, I love it.
Girl, I'm with you because of our whatever the 5th was. Was that Friday?
That was Friday.
Friday the 5th. I didn't realize that I was such an indoor girl.
Yeah.
Christopher decided to do his firework.
I did. It was a festival.
That was fun.
Wasn't it?
It was fun.
It was incredible. We almost died.
We did.
But
Big Mama almost killed us.
We have all of our fingers.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Still 10.
A text from the neighbor, but we saw that.
What did the neighbor say?
Oh, no.
Shut up.
She said, is that you or your friends out there blowing off those rockets? And I said, it's me. She said, no worries. Just glad you stopped when you did.
We stopped a little bit after 11.
It was like midnight.
Yeah. There's one firework that was called the Your Neighbors Will Hate You. I completely agree. It was just like.
Yeah, they whistled on the way up and then they cracked.
There are a few annoying ones that I would have been an unhappy neighbor as well. But
they were beautiful too.
They were amazing.
But man, Friday night, I just can't get over the fact that it was 94% humidity.
When we were driving home, I had to use the wipers because I couldn't get the fog off of my windshield.
Yeah, that happens. It's just you're basically walking through a mist.
Ugh. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. And the lights and the smoke from all the fireworks. It was seriously like a horror movie.
It's heavy.
It was cool though, because we're by this lake, and I mean, if you didn't really pay attention, it didn't really look like we were around anything, and you just hear people doing fireworks all over the place, and I'm like, this must be what the battles kind of sounded like when they were happening back in the day, like way in the far fields and stuff.
Absolutely.
And it was beautiful, but I couldn't have been a Union soldier. Or
oh God, no.
I wouldn't have lasted long.
Those big old felt suits in the middle of
summer. I would have had to find some sort of other battalion up north.
How did they wear all that clothes back in the day when there was no air conditioning? I just don't get it.
I would just, regardless of what you were doing, if there's no air conditioning, no thank you.
Right.
So
you never want to take a time machine before 1902?
No.
Okay.
Unless I'm in like a pod somehow. If I stay in there,
I need an AC pod.
You know, about 3 months ago, I made fun of you for stuff like that, Stacey Moody. But I'm with you, girl.
Yeah,
I'd never want to camp.
Ugh.
We talked about how gross camping must be.
You have to go in camping places where it's not humid. Colorado,
so not
New Mexico.
Yeah,
places like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Don't camp in Kansas City or Missouri. You'd be a crazy fool to do that. I don't know. Yeah, go somewhere where there's no humidity. Then it's enjoyable. I love camping in the mountains of Colorado.
That sounds fine. I
loved getting a text from Stacey Moody yesterday that was like, "Hey, it's not so hot that I want to kill myself."
Yeah, but that was, to be fair, that was like 11,
right.
And then a couple hours later, I was like, "I regret everything I just said."
Always.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Really is my birthday every day.
It really, really is, yeah.
24 days ago.
I blame Etsy.
Etsy? Oh, I love Etsy.
Well,
how is Etsy legal? People just take other people's trademarks and do whatever they want to do with it. It's beautiful.
Mm, yeah, I've got some issues with that, but. Yeah.
Of course.
Mm. Anyway. So the streamers weren't the main gift?
No.
Wow.
You have more?
I do. And it is, quite honestly, the most amazing gift I have ever given anyone, ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it for my next birthday, since it's now after my birthday?
You know what? I think this counts for, like, 10 birthdays.
Whoa. You're not getting a birthday until you're 42.
It's much later than that, actually. God.
Okay, you know what'll make you, make you feel better?
What?
This gift. Here you go. You want to open it?
It's in a purple bag.
It's in a purple bag, and it's sparkly.
It's a purple bag.
Tissue paper.
For Stacey to say the best gift in for 10 years, that's... What is it?
It's not going
to
pop out at you.
Well, listen, we just blew up fireworks for like a year and a half.
Oh!
I quit. I quit.
Are you kidding me?
I quit. I literally quit. I have never hated anything more.
I love it.
This bitch. Okay, Buzz family. This girl just got, you know that Instagram ad where it's the picture of someone selling a bathing suit and you can put a photo on it and it's just all over the place?
Wow, I almost just swore. Stacey Moody, this is beautiful.
I know, it has my face on it.
I cannot wait to burn it.
No!
It is a t-shirt with about a million Stacey Moody faces.
That's done pretty well, though.
That's so nice.
That looks some quality.
It really is. Wow.
It's so well worth the wait. Oh, God. Wow, it's front and back.
Yeah, it is front and back. Yes, it is. American Apparel, love American Apparel, perfect size. Just a billion Stacey Moody's.
So did you get paid like per face, or do you have to pay per face?
No. And I could have done it like me with like one celestial background. I could be on a dog's face.
Big Stacey on the whole front.
Well, I thought about that, but that wasn't enough Stacey.
Oh,
this is beautiful.
This is actually, however many are on here, exactly enough Stacey. Thank you so much for this present, Stacey.
I don't know how to top that.
I don't know how to.
I told you it's the best gift I've ever given anyone.
It is a very good. Wow, I gotta wear this now. I gotta put this on. I gotta wear this when X Nations comes in.
Oh God.
What do you think that they will say? Yes.
They're gonna be like, wait a minute, is that you?
8:20.
Like, yeah, and they're gonna be like, can I get one of those? I'm like, you sure can.
They're gonna start selling it as their merch. The Stacey Moody.
Wow.
I need to order like 2 dozen of these.
I know.
Have some like exclusive limited edition offer.
My friend was like, you know, people are gonna like, everybody's gonna want one. I was like, I will be more than happy to sell these.
You know what? In like a year, let's do one of these on the merch website.
Oh heck yeah!
And let's see if it outsells the Jordan Silver shirt, which unfortunately I think it might.
Well, do you want to keep the design that you have for you, or do you want to get a Jordan Silver face repeated on a shirt?
Well, you're getting a Jordan Silver shirt.
Or we should get the team, a whole team photo repeating on, God, that's beautiful.
You guys, this is when it's not fair that we're doing radio and not TV. I'm going to go put this on, and I'll tell you how I feel about all of that coming up after this.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Right. Stacey. How does it feel?
Oh, my God.
To have a human being wearing a shirt with your face all over it. Is this weird, or does it feel cool?
This is the most amazing feeling ever.
I'm putting my hat on. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
This is both incredible, disturbing, fantastic.
Right?
Disturbing.
I don't know what to think about this. How do you feel?
I love it. It looks so good.
It does look good. Let's get a photo.
Oh,
can
boy.
You send me that right now?
I'll send that to you.
I need to put this present up on the Buzz's Instagram right now.
Yeah. No, that's...
This
just... I did so well. Good job, Mama Moody. Look at that.
And the way your mom came up with the idea for this?
No, that face.
God, you were so
good job.
This is a cool present, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I looked in the mirror the second I put it on, and I felt very different. But
did you feel better?
It feels like it consumes your soul. Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It feels like something has a hold of my soul.
Yeah, they're sucking it out of you.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
It's not haunted, is it?
Is it haunted? There's a thousand Stacey Moody's all over the picture up on the Buzz's Instagram right now. Check it out in the story. God!
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
Yeah, I had a problem with the movie yesterday. Once we finally saw it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were confused about a movie that you watched yesterday.
Yeah,
no.
It took me a second, too. But yeah, we got there.
The movie yesterday.
The movie yesterday.
We finally saw yesterday a couple days ago.
On Friday.
I'm already confused that I was there.
It took two theaters to get there, too.
Yeah.
The theater downtown has, like, what, 7 seats in it?
Something like that.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we couldn't sit together?
No.
If they did have 5 seats that were just all over the place, would we still have gone to that one?
Depends what the seats were like, but I really like being in little groups so we can talk. Otherwise, why are you even with your friends?
Really? Because honestly, I'd think that you would look at it like, how much money would we spend on gas to get to the other theater versus... Because you did the classic skirt to the gas station.
You have to. You save so much money.
You're right. You're right.
The amount of cost and the amount you spend on the tickets and the fact that this was at a casino... And not a regular movie theater, so they aren't relying on concessions for their profits. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God. This is Chris and his moral.
Also, what we did buy was like $20 each.
Okay, you went rogue, Stacey Moody. We're all standing there. There were 5 of us? 4 of us. I can't count.
Oh, my God, there were 4.
There were 4 of us, excuse me. Remember, I'm a Gemini. 4 of us, and we're all like... We see somebody turn, and it's a tub of popcorn, and that's a large. And the kind where you get a refill.
Yeah. It's basically a 5-gallon bucket.
It really is. And the soda was a 2-liter.
That soda was huge.
I bet that was a 2-liter.
I offered, hey,
right.
Would anybody like to split a popcorn, maybe, since it's a 5-gallon bucket? Stacey's like, what? Who does that?
Right. Yep.
Like, the fact that you didn't even entertain the idea of, we could share a 5-gallon bucket of popcorn between the 4 of us.
When it comes to movie popcorn, I don't mess around.
Well, you kind of do, but we'll get there. So, Stacey, you ordered this large popcorn. They're like $75.30. You give them your card, and you're like, the purchase is made. You grab your giant tub of popcorn. You turn, you're like, damn, I should have got a drink. How did you not get a drink when you order a large popcorn? If I were working at the movie theater, I'd be like, this bitch is bringing some stuff in. She's sneaking some stuff in her pants to drink.
Yeah, you can't order a large popcorn without any sort of beverage. Yeah,
did you really just think that you were
so... Okay, all right. So I don't go...
What was your plan?
I don't go to the movie theater often. And then when I do, I rarely get food because it's, you know, my firstborn. I have to give it up. Mm-hmm. And so
So you don't have a natural instinct where you have a salty meal of a bucket. You're ordering a bucket of popcorn. Mm-hmm. And you don't think, I might get a little thirsty.
I want to wash that down with something. I just wanted to go.
I don't drink soda.
Yeah, you do, girl.
I did. I don't drink it often. So I have a problem spending $4 on a bottle of water.
$4? I would think it was $12.
Even worse.
Agreed. What do you go fill it up in the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like a dog, I just lap it up.
It's nice. The water around here is definitely doable for that. But
yeah.
So Stacey gets her own large.
I do. It's so big.
It's so big. Chris, his wife, and I share a large.
And we still had leftovers.
Yeah, at the end of the 2-hour movie. We still had halfway through our popcorn. So, movie ends. I've fallen a couple times. Don't ask. I'm going to the doctor for my knee today at 150. Don't worry. So the credits come and we're all kind of finding our way to standing.
No, not all of us. Just you. Jordan had
some
trouble.
Of us are on our back because we fell. But so we're finding our way to standing, and I'm like, I wonder if Stacey Moody's the kind of person that takes that trash that she made in the movie theaters in her seat and throws it out or leaves it for the poor kid who makes like $3 an hour.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not what?
I don't leave it for them.
I know you
up,
don't.
I pick up after myself.
I know. So we all get in line. She grabs her stuff and I was like, well, I'm surprised. Color me surprised.
Well, then I'm not a dick. Cool.
Yes. Well, so then we make our way past the receptacle, the trash receptacle that is right there at the exit of every movie that you go see. And I put my stuff in there, and then Stacey Moody just keeps walking with her popcorn and her soda, walking out past the double doors to outside.
Didn't I make you hold my stuff once I had to go to the restroom?
Yeah.
I was like, can you hold this? And you're like, the hell?
In my 49 years on Earth, 149 years on Earth.
Yeah, there you go.
I have never, never been with people, because you and your wife did it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm strange that you have never had this happen before.
I have never taken the popcorn and the soda and been like, I want more of this later. Because I want nothing. I don't want it for another 3 or 4 months. I had my fill.
Okay. Again, it cost $40,000.
You're right. I'm with her on that one.
And so I was like, and plus, who doesn't like, you know, day-old popcorn?
Ugh.
Oh, my wife
it's
loves
already
that.
Day old
popcorn.
It might as well.
But with the butter and it's all like, it's just, oh,
that
God,
makes yum. Me, my arteries just like hardened.
No, that's actually pretty good. I request that they will like layer the butter in, like a
yes.
little bit of popcorn, a
yeah.
little bit of butter, a little bit of popcorn, more butter, just keep
Which,
pumping.
Mm-hmm. PSA, I worked at a movie theater, and when you ask, can I get the butter layered? I wanted to spit in your popcorn.
That's so nice.
Do I do that now as a customer? Yes, I do.
Is it that difficult to layer butter?
Oh, it's such a pain in the ass.
Why?
It's not hard.
More time?
It's just yes.
When you've got my sorry for taking more of your time.
Yeah. Okay, but fun fact, after all the hoopla of getting made fun of for, you know, oh, why are you bringing your stuff back? Guess who left it at Chris's house?
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
I saw Gwen Stefani a year ago in Vegas. She had a residency there. I think it was Just a Girl tour or something like that. So cool.
Yeah?
And she played all the No Doubt songs.
Oh, good. You would expect her to do that, right? And be slightly disappointed if she didn't?
She played all of them, including that one. And it was great to watch a whole entire theater just like jumping up and down with her. And it was funny. I remember she has a couple slow songs. The audience sits down, right? Because, oh my God, we're with Gwen Stefani. She's been jumping for the past 2 hours. She is still up and jumping, and the audience took a rest. We took a rest for like 2 or 3 songs for some slow stuff, like running and stuff. And it's like, okay, all right, can you, that's a song, by the way. Can you please, all right, here we go, back up, jump, here we go. It's Sunday morning, so yeah.
She must have a strong heart.
I know, the cardio with that woman.
I mean, look at her. She clearly has some stamina.
Yes.
She looks good.
I met her. That show too.
Oh, nice!
And she looks exactly like perfect. How is that woman
so ridiculous?
The age that she is, cardio. That's all the time.
Gross.
Jumping up and down. I read an interview once that said that when she gets depressed, all she wants to do is eat M&Ms in bed. And I was like, I can relate to that.
Mm, that sounds good right now.
M&Ms in bed, Stacey Moody.
Just lying on a pile of M&Ms, just grabbing as I please.
Preferably peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh yeah, you know they got hazelnut M&Ms now, like hazelnut spread. Like Nutella.
I'll just take my peanut butter and crispy M&Ms. Ugh.
I didn't realize that little fact about Gwen Stefani was going to go on such
a... Hey, is Holler Back Girl, is that her solo stuff or is that No Doubt?
That's her solo stuff.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the B-A-N-A-N-A?
Mm-hmm. Bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
B. I every time I spell banana, I sing that song.
Really?
Yep.
How often do you spell banana?
Like every other day.
Really?
No.
Right. Do you know I'm allergic to bananas?
What?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, will you get a little rash or will you crawl over and die?
Itch from the inside out.
Oh.
In the throat.
Ooh.
It's real nice.
Oh, cool.
Does it need to be a banana or can I just like put a little banana flake on your mic and it'll start?
I don't know. You want to try it?
What about banana scent? Can I?
I think banana scent is fine.
Yeah.
Laffy Taffy banana?
Ooh.
Laffy Yuck. Taffy.
Like an actual banana, or can you have like artificial flavored banana?
I think artificial flavored banana is fine.
So just
it's the real stuff.
We're just trying to figure out our
plot
here.
How do you get your
here.
Potassium?
Why did I tell you something that
yeah,
could
that
kill
was
me?
A, that was definitely a mistake.
How do I get my potassium? ask your wife.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacey Moody, I think it's you to start this thing off.
I'm starting it. Joey Jaws Chestnut and his lady defended the title at the annual hot dog eating contest this year. And
how many did he eat?
71 beef loaves.
Over the course of how long?
Isn't it
was it like 10 minutes?
I don't know.
All right, let's just...
This was your news story, Stacey.
Oh, Joey Jaws Chestnut didn't disappoint the crowd, downing 71 in just 10 minutes.
I love pushing myself on this stage, and I'll be back.
Okay, but you also brought this lady's audio in. I don't even know who this lady is.
It's Miki Sudo. I'm sure I really butchered that name, but that's the girlfriend. That's Jaws's GF. This is what she had to say.
I love it, and I could eat a hot dog every day.
You could?
Yes, one every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't awkward at all.
Yeah, Miki loves her hot dog. She loves her beef logs, you know? 71 in 10 minutes?
That was Jaws. She did 31.
Damn, that's a big difference.
Jeez.
You're a hot dog connoisseur. Could you do 31 in 10 minutes? Could you do 10 in 10 minutes? I don't think I could.
I could. Really? I could eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Yeah. I could eat 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Beef Franks, though. Oh, or kosher. Kosher. I don't know what they do.
Dude, I could do kielbasa.
Chris, what's your news story?
Fish that touch liquor shall not touch ours. That's because they all died in a fish after the fire at the Jim Beam warehouse and the liquor went into the river.
So they drank it and died?
I think so.
And they went into they breathed the water, so.
I know, but there's no oxygen in liquor. So when they were swimming through it, they all died.
That's the way I want to go.
Girl, I can help you with that. Girl, I can help you with that. Walgreens and Walmart recalling several eye drops and ointments because they may not be sterile.
Oh, what's in it?
I don't know. They just haven't been sterile. There haven't been any reported issues yet, but if you go check in your medicine cabinet and you have Equate brand eye drops, take a look at the recall.
That's what you get for going cheap with your eye drops.
See, the thing is, I've seen too many Saw movies. I just don't like how eye drops looks exactly like super glue. Every time I put eye drops in my eye, I'm like, if this is super glue, do I have to go to work tomorrow morning?
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like I lost a bet by wearing this shirt, Stacey Moody.
No,
I just want you to know.
You won the bet.
Stacey Moody sent my birthday present came 24 days late. Stacey Moody got me a shirt with her face all over it. Just like that one that you see on Instagram, the ads for the face.
Yeah.
That's just printed on the bathing suit all over the place.
Yep.
I got one of those now with Stacey Moody's face.
That shirt is amazing.
It's an attractive
I
shirt.
I just keep looking at you.
How does it
well,
feel?
Well, the shirt.
Does it still feel weird or does it feels awesome to see somebody
it
with
it? Like, finally, I can enjoy and feel what you guys feel looking at me. I can finally see myself. God, you guys are lucky.
God, I want to stab you in your eyes. Oh, man. I don't even know. Like, I don't know if I should put something on over this when we have X Nations in the studio in about an hour. What? Don't give me that look.
Absolutely not.
Don't give me that look.
Put your little sweater vest thing on. Did you bring it?
Yeah, of course I did.
You can still see the sleeves. I think that's enough.
I don't know if it's going to be too distracting for them to do their musical performance.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. In that case, yeah, I get it. But they'll probably want one. They'll be like, wow, can I have one?
So our buddies X Nations from Brooklyn going to be in town tonight at Record Bar, 7 o'clock for doors, 8 o'clock for the show, and they're coming here.
The studio.
12 hours before the show starts.
Oh,
so
troopers!
Now I did too much math. Now they're going to be here in 1 hour, and they're going to play a little song for us. And if you've heard them, you've definitely heard them before on the show. We've played them for the Discovery of the Day a couple times. Just a great band. They're like the way that I describe them is like sad pop. There's like an 80s and like a kind of influence to it, but it's still something new that you haven't heard before. And in honor of that, seeing as it's Mad Lib Monday, I found one called On the Road. So basically, it's a diary. It's an entry in a diary from somebody that's in a band that's touring. And so I figured this is the perfect Mad Lib to do for X Nations.
Great job.
And then hand it to them. So we need places for this Mad Lib.
Places.
So text us in some funny places to 96500 and we'll do it for Mad Lib Monday. But right now, I'm going to remind you of what X Nation sounds like.
Yeah.
This is Tether.
We were both 20 when I first saw you.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and friends.
Thoughts, Stacey Moody, on X Nation?
You know, I don't hate it.
And that is a good thing, just in case
it is.
X Nations just happens to be driving around listening to this radio station.
That's a very high compliment.
It is.
High compliment from the priestess. From the priestess, Stacey Moody.
Damn straight.
I don't hate it is the equivalent of, I would go see that band live. And they're actually
I just might tonight.
Are you going to go with me?
Yeah.
Can we hold hands?
Are you going to wear that shirt?
You got to wear that shirt tonight.
I'll wear this. Oh, God. I'll wear this shirt if you go to the concert.
Okay. Yes.
With me.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Can we scoot there? From my house?
Oh!
You've got to scoot.
She is into scooting now. We'll get into that later, though. We're going to get into that later.
So much happened this weekend.
It really did. And I'm wearing a shirt with your face all over it.
Yes, you are.
So, X Nations have given us a bunch of their songs to premiere on the show. They've been great. They're from New York. And
from the Brooklyn.
Yeah, excited to finally meet them. It's like we're meeting online, kind of. Like we're meeting for the first time. They're going to be in town tonight at Record Bar, 7 o'clock doors, 8 o'clock show. We'll be there. And they're going to be here in studio in just about 45 minutes. Woo. So, wanted to tie in today's Mad Lib Monday with that.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your disgusting places and
it's
adjectives.
Been great. Yeah.
You guys
send them in so well. I love it.
Never cease to amaze me with how many things must have happened in your childhood to get you to text some of those words in to 96500. But Chris is our official Mad Lib reader.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an entry in a diary.
Yes.
From a band that's on the road. Mm-hmm. And Taylor is their drummer. She's the one that I know. So we're going to say that this is from Taylor.
Yes.
Okay, ready for this? Mad Lib Monday.
I sure am.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Dear Diary, it's day 32 of the X Nations World Tour. I've been to so many cities and met so many top heavy women that I don't even remember where I am from one bitch to the next.
God.
At tonight's concert in your panties, I accidentally shouted into the microphone, "Hello, Titanic!
Okay.
How are you feeling tonight?" Oops.
Oops.
Tonight, I have to be sure to get a depression sleep because tomorrow I have an early interview with Stacey Moody on the Jordan Silver and Friends show. Then I have to spend 527,600
525,600
hours.
Thank you. Yeah.
Signing common toilet seats for adulterous fans.
Whoa. Adulterous fans and common toilet seats.
And my afternoon is totally booked with 7 painfully awkward radio interviews.
They usually are, yes.
I'll keep my cervix crossed that I'm able to take a quick Chris the Producer nap before we perform our dingleberries at the Record Bar tonight. Hearts, hearts, love, loves, forever and ever, XXOO, Taylor from X Nations.
Who puts cervix? That's horrible.
Hmm.
Who puts cervix?
That may or may not have been my suggestion.
Can you cross your cervix?
You can certainly give it a shot.
Well, hopefully they're not listening, and then Taylor didn't hear that and didn't. Yeah.
Hopefully, because now they're probably not going to come in.
Yeah. What are we going to do at 8:30 then?
I'll sing the song.
Please come in, X Nation!
One time, she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex, Jordan Silver and Friends.
That's Stacey Moody's favorite band, the White Stripes with Seven Nation Army.
Can't get enough.
She digs it.
Love Jack White.
I'm telling you, Chris.
Telling me?
Did you know that?
That song?
Yeah.
I knew that song.
You knew that one.
I knew that one.
It was
the
Raconteurs. The other White Stripes songs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Icky Thump.
Icky Thump,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get you there. We got you out of a funeral home.
So, yeah.
So, and we're introducing you to alternative music.
Yeah, going from like the Andrews Sisters and, some gospel of Amazing Grace to some Icky Thump.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enjoyable journey.
I wonder how many times you had to handle an icky thump while you were...
Ooh. I've handled lots of icky thumps.
Stacey, your face is finally, like, regular color. You're not mad.
Yeah, man. What a Monday morning. Pissed.
Bad vibes. Bad vibes the whole way around. Well, had happened.
So, I get up. I start my day. It's good. I'm thinking, cool, I get to go to the show.
How much time do you spend looking in the mirror at yourself in the morning?
Oh, I can't. I can't tell you because it's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
A lot. Like way more than you should.
You get up at 3 or 4 a.m. to start the mirror look. 2.
2 look at yourself 2. In the mirror. Mirror on the
solid
wall.
Solid 4 hours. So, I wake up, do my thing, go outside, and I parked in the driveway of my apartment building, right? Mm-hmm. I pulled all the way up because I had a lot of crap in my car last night and I didn't want to do the whole walking thing. So, I get out. I do not notice until I put the car in reverse that there is an a-hole car behind me. There's only one way out.
And someone parked you in.
Someone blocked me in.
Mm.
So I'm like, and it looked like my neighbor. So I'm like blowing up her phone. I'm like, get out of my way. And then I realize it's not because they have a North Carolina.
Oh, no.
License plate. And it's 5:30 in the morning. So I go to my other next door, like the house next door. And to knock on the door to see if it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, walking up to their door, I hit a freaking spider web. So pissed. It's 5:30 in the morning on a Monday, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to like...
You walked into a spider web.
I walked into a spider web. So then I text you guys. I'm like, well, I'm stuck in my dang driveway. And I'm like, okay. I'm going through my head. I'm like, all right. I've got a lot to do today, so I need my car.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I have to be here, you know, in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to get them towed.
Right.
Because they suck. Like, right. Who does? You can see my car.
Right. Yeah. Why? You can't just park there like that and park people in.
Yeah. Oh, my next door neighbor just texted me, said that they're still there.
Who is it?
I don't know.
This better be like a murder.
Seriously. You someone know? Someone better be dead. Or I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, you're already pissed.
I mean, I'm going to be more pissed
off. Just don't understand. I don't understand. I have a friend who has a shared parking, a shared driveway with the house next to her. Every single time I go to her house, there's one or two cars parked up in there. And it's like, there's street parking right there. Why are you doing this?
That'd be infuriating.
I know. I'm the person that will burn a house down.
This is the second time inside.
I believe it.
It's the second time this has happened to me.
Yeah.
This is why I don't park in that dang driveway.
Right. That you park where the bats are and stuff.
I park where the bats are. So at least I can leave mm-hmm. when the bats are attacking me.
I noticed the photo you showed me of the car. Next to it, like literally 2 feet from the window of the car, there's a giant no parking sign.
Yes, there is.
Okay, so how...
Not only is there already a car.
Thank you for not swearing.
I think you're welcome.
Or smoking.
There's a car in that driveway that there's only one exit. I mean, there's only one way in and out.
Right.
Also, clearly, from North Carolina, you don't live there. Okay? So, why are you parking there anyway? And there's no parking.
Right.
There's no park.
Who just drops their car off like that?
Ugh.
Ugh.
So.
Inconsiderate.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to get this dude towed because now I'm just pissed.
How do you know the gender of the person?
Because I just, I don't know.
You're assuming.
I'm assuming their gender. I'm sorry.
So what kind of car was it?
Person, like a Honda.
Don't give Chris any more information with that.
You can probably Google it.
He's going to sound like everybody's father in about 2 seconds.
But so, I figured that the amount of time it's going to take me to get this thing towed and like figure out how to get it towed and then get them towed and then be on my way, it's going to be at least an hour. So I was just like, I'll deal with this when I get home.
So how do... What I've never had to do this before.
Me neither. I don't know. Do you call the police first or do you call a tow company? Like, yo,
how do they know you've got legal authority to get this car towed?
See, I would stab the tires, but then they can't get out at all.
My Uber driver, she was like, you know what? I would have taken the little thing off of their tire and let the air out of their tire.
Ooh, I actually need two of those. So,
but then I was like, that's a really good idea, but. That's still, they're even more in my way.
Right. Yeah. That car's not moving for
a
while.
That car's not moving.
Wow. What do you do? Who do you go to first?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Like.
Probably the police.
I mean, you gotta, like, have them call the police, have them get out here. Who knows how long that's gonna take?
Mm-hmm.
And they gotta be like, yeah, they aren't allowed to park here. And then they can put that little orange sticker on it. And then once that orange sticker's on it, I think then maybe you can get it.
You know what's so funny?
I have no idea.
Downtown, if this were to happen downtown, that car wouldn't be there for more than 3 seconds.
Oh, exactly.
They go, they just sweep by. They sweep by with those tow trucks. And they're just like, you. But I do believe you do have to have a ticket on your car to get a tow.
I think so. You're in
Missouri.
Random people.
You're in Missouri, right?
Yeah.
If anybody knows, text us. 96500. Yes, that is what we're spending our morning doing.
I feel like, I mean, if you could just have people towed willy-nilly, I think that would be
fun.
Oh, well, unless you're the one getting towed for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a fun prank. So I'm sure there's a process.
Johnny
involved.
Dare did that. Does that when people park in his parking spot up here.
Oh!
He's had friends come with a tow truck and been like, that's my spot. And you're like, there's no name on it. And he's like,
everyone
doesn't matter.
Knows.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah. Right?
When you have to go $400 later, you figured it out.
Yeah. I remember one time my car got towed because I had $700 in parking tickets. So therefore, the registration had lapsed and it got pulled for that reason.
Yeah. It dinged.
I remember the lady when I paid to get it back, get it out of the lot, she goes, all right, so now you should probably pay your parking tickets. She was so judgy. And I was like, listen here, bitch. Look at my car. You think I have $700
right?
to pay these parking tickets?
Right?
All right, cool. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, please, because I need to get this going.
What if it was me?
Oh. I would take that shirt.
Yeah?
And you would not be allowed to wear it anymore. That's your punishment. Don't act like that's not a punishment.
It's a punishment. Wait. Nah, I'm confused.
Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
This is important, so...
Yeah.
Breaking in. Kind of breaking news. Not really. It's just about your car.
It's just about my car. Who cares?
What is the text line saying?
Well, I've gotten some advice on the process, but more so I've gotten some petty advice, which makes me really happy.
Okay. So
lots of letting the air out of the tires and things like that. I have to call my property manager. Which,
do you have a property management or like one person? Who's
it's just
a landlord?
It's just our landlord.
Some old lady.
It's an old man.
Oh, an old man.
He's really nice though.
Call him up. I'm sure he's up at 5 in the morning.
Right.
Loves dealing with problems like that in the morning.
What is happening?
What are you talking about, Stacey?
It's just a flight blinking.
We got a telephone
it's the
call.
Phone line.
Oh. So pretty much, I just have to call my property manager and I guess I can call the cops and they can give them a ticket and then they can tow.
Wow.
There's a whole process to this. Just don't park in my spot.
Everything is a process like this anytime. You know, like sometimes when you get your water shut off, it takes like, not that's happened to me. It takes like 2 weeks to get it turned back on.
Someone's saying if you rent, you have no right to tow. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Like rent what? Like my... rent my apartment or rent that spot or what? Like,
I'm sure rent that your apartment.
That's not fair if true. I pay.
Coming up at 8:10, we've got the news. Something about a mailbox, something about Netflix, and something about firecrackers.
Jordan Silver and Friends. He swears to God it's a back massager. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So police in Olathe are checking neighborhood security cameras for somebody who opened a bunch of mailboxes over the weekend, took what they wanted, and threw the rest on the ground.
What?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
They littered and opened the mailboxes?
And took two pieces of mail that they wanted.
Isn't that like a federal offense?
Oh, it totally is.
What can you be charged with that? Like felonies?
I don't know, but I do know that there's security cameras all over the place in the houses, so the police are just looking at that
right now.
They've
got to get them.
When's the last time you got something worth it in the mail?
Seriously.
It's all third-class mail that posted trying to sell me something or trying to buy my house for cash.
I can never get away from Spectrum.
Oh, my God. So many. Like, at least 2 or 3 times a month.
Mine comes to the person that lived in the apartment before me, and I can't say no to it because it says, or current resident. Honestly, I swear to God, if there was, like, a plane crash, like, lost, and I was on a deserted island, and, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years later, a little, like, bottle came with a little message in it, I would grab it, and it would say, Spectrum, we would like your service back.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's up, Chris?
Netflix has announced that it's cutting back depictions of smoking in new programming. Anything PG... 13 or TV 14 and under, will try to get rid of all cigarettes except for historical accuracy.
Oh, yes. I watched something recently and the kids were vaping.
Ew. What?
I know. It was like a party scene and they were vaping and I was just like, yes, we're old.
Gross. But smoking is so cool.
Oh, God, Stacey Moody.
That's not the...
Stop talking about things and just talk about the music.
Florida. Yeah. More stuff going on in Florida.
Okay.
As I read more into this, apparently this guy lives on the property in a tent outside of the home.
Okay. Right. That sounds nice.
I mean, that in itself is a story.
Right.
But then he decided, as a prank, he's going to throw a firecracker into the bed of a child.
What?
It's Florida. I mean...
Yeah. Did the child get hurt?
You know... Can you do your damn research?
Second time with the news. Oh, Stacey.
I'm going to say... Maybe.
I quit.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
I always feel so bad when we have rock stars in here at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8:30 in the morning. When you guys have been driving.
Driving through the night. Driving we're here.
From St. Louis.
From St. Louis.
It's Jordan Silver in the studio with X Nations.
Hey.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're great.
Great.
Thank you for showing up.
We are caffeinated.
I was going to say the caffeine just hit me.
Oh, good. Yes, yes. So you've got to go. Never mind. I won't say that. We have been friends on the internet.
Yes, we have.
It's great. What I love about you guys is you just added me, and then I found your music on my own, and I was like, wait, this is epic. And then we played it here for the Buzz family, and they absolutely adored every single song. You guys are playing tonight at Record Bar.
Yes.
8 o'clock. Who's opening up for you? Who's going to be with you?
Okay, so local-wise, we have Lava Dreams, and we have Keaton Conrad.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. What time does the show start?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I'm failing a pop quiz.
No, that's okay. Seven Doors, 8.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is
Thank
how
you.
We throw stuff back.
And also cheat.
The other band on the bill is 90s Kids.
Yeah, we're doing the whole tour with them.
We're doing the whole tour with.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about how X Nations came to be.
You take that one, Taylor.
The internet. It's the really internet. Funny. So Sal and I had a mutual friend, but we were already friends on Facebook. It was very weird. So at the time, I was living in Baltimore, and I drove to Brooklyn to meet Sal.
What's that distance?
You know, like 3.5 hours. Ooh. Sometimes I can shave time, though.
Okay.
You know, I can shave it.
Mm-hmm.
So we met up, and it was just perfect. Like, it sounds like a weird,
we
like...
We had a connection.
Yeah.
We met at a record store, and that's a great place to meet a potential bandmate.
Absolutely.
Because you get to silently judge their music taste.
You weren't silent.
I wasn't silent.
Do you remember what you picked up or what you were looking at
at
the record store?
Yep, I do also.
I need to hear.
I got a Mountain Goats record. Fanagram.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Bleachers. Phoenix. It was a very expensive day.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I picked up quite a bit.
I picked up that day, I got Solange and Converge. So it was kind of a weird mix. And that's how you... I think that was it. We passed the test. We passed each other's test.
There was nothing that you guys were like, what...
No.
Good.
I was like, he's got great music taste, great eyelashes. Like, we can definitely be in a band together.
That's important.
It is important.
It is with a lead singer.
Look at them. Zal, go to the side. Give her a profile.
That's beautiful.
Wow. And, you know, it used to bother me a lot as a kid because I would get old ladies would be like, I love your eyelashes. And I was like, this makes me feel weird. I don't know.
I've never heard someone ever say that. It's really, I'm glad that it's you. So did your baby get your eyelashes?
My
Sal?
Baby, Ginny, is my baby.
my baby.
Shout out to my wife, Erin, who is probably listening right now with our baby, Ginny. Hello, Ginny. She does, you know, it's a little early to tell, but I think they're going to be there.
Okay.
She's cute as heck.
How old is she now?
She's just over 6 months.
How hard was it to leave?
Extremely hard. We have FaceTimes multiple times per day, and I'm getting emotional as I talk about this right now.
But
I have changed my phone background to her, so now every time I look at my phone, I get to see her, and you know, I miss her a lot.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. I saw that you had a baby, and I was like, oh my God, he's going on tour. It's like your passion and then your family life, like...
Yeah, it's a lot to balance for sure. But with the music, you know, it's
it makes it easy to do because it's just so much fun. And, you know, I just love spending time with John and Taylor, and, you know, my wife and my family are really supportive and always, you know, show up for me. And I couldn't do this without them, truthfully. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's awesome.
So how did you guys discover your sound? I know it's like a loaded question, but, yeah. To me, there is an X Nations sound, you know,
the way you described that online
was sad pop. Totally. That's how I described it to everybody that I was hanging out with yesterday. I was like, sad pop, listen. And they're like, that's it. So how did that come about? Did you have anything that you guys sounded like before and then you clicked into this?
I think that when we first started, me and John were coming from a punk band. Taylor was in some rock bands and stuff like that. So I think we were a little more rock when we first started.
Yeah. We all kind of knew the direction we wanted to take it in, but it took a second to like fully get there. There's some songs that sound like they could be from like, gosh, what did we even sound like? Like Rented Room and like all these songs that no one's ever going to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was kind of like Bleachers, but like more supercharged punk, I think.
Yeah, like, they're like very like punk infused, like quick pace. Like, I'm old. I'm happy that we're like more like down tempo and like in the pocket.
Well, you're the drummer.
Like, it's tiring, guys.
I bet it is. I don't know how many times I've seen bands that have been on tour for, I don't know, 600 days in a row, and the drummer's just like, do you ever get tired?
Huge guns.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever get tired, Taylor?
Only during Tether. Like, like the only song that I like celebrate when it's over. Like the last hit, I'm like,
where is that in the set list for tonight?
Right. Dead smack in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just like I get this nice lead up and then, I don't know, it's cool. It's hump day. Yeah, it's hump day.
Yes, yes. Then after that, you're like, all right, this is easy. I got this.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't wait to go home and go to the chiropractor. It's going to be tight.
Oh, wow. Wow. Chris can crack your back, but you have to sign a waiver first.
Cool, I trust you. Let's do it.
Don't trust him. Don't trust him. He literally worked at a funeral home before this. That was his job. He's embalmed people.
Well, do I get like a discount if you kill me? Like,
I think the band will be really upset. You guys are touring on a new album. Like, so you got a couple more days left of this tour, a couple more tour dates left of this. But tell me a little bit about the album.
It's called Pink Haze.
Yep.
We just put it out at the end of June.
The 28th.
And I feel like this is, thank you for saying that you feel like we have a sound. I feel like this is the record where we really found it and locked in on it.
Yes, I meant to go there and then
ADD. Yeah, you're in a band.
Now we're going there. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, we're immensely proud of it. It's six of our best songs. And I mean, what else is there to say? You got anything to add?
It's just like, in addition to finding the sound, I think we were way more confident with it. Like, I think we didn't really second guess it as much as we did the first record. Mm-hmm. So it just came out a lot more like just genuine. Like, these were like how we were feeling in the moment. Like, the sounds and stuff you heard were coming from either Sal in his kitchen or me from my like living room.
Is that where it was recorded?
Mostly. Yeah.
In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. Did your neighbors hate you?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine, whatever you're paying for.
Yeah.
And then we'd go over to John's house to track bass, and his cats would get involved. And...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are they somewhere on the album, like hiding somewhere?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe some subtle meows buried in there.
I love
John
that.
John Hughes meow.
Thank you for that. You are good at radio, Taylor, because that is actually the song that we have coming up right now. Chris and I got in a huge fight. Is it John Hughes? Is that just the name of it? Was it a John Hughes movie soundtrack?
Whole thing.
Thank you. Chris, you owe me $5. But X Nations, you guys are going to do a live performance for us just in a little bit. This is probably the most complicated band setup that we've had in here in a very long time. So we're going to make sure that the sound is perfect. So we're going to do this one first and then hit some commercials and then come back with X Nations. Going to be tonight at Record Bar. Come hang out. Stacey Moody and I are going to be there. She's going to make me wear this stupid shirt. This is X Nations with John Hughes movie soundtrack.
Biggest turn on estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
This is going to be awesome. I love when it gets complicated like this because it only can sound good. It can only sound good. We've got X Nations in the studio right now. They're going to be at Record Bar tonight at doors at 7, and show starts at 8 o'clock, and all the way from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Or at least from Brooklyn, from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
What do you guys think of Kansas City? Did anybody tell you about us?
Well, one of my best friends actually just moved here, so I am very excited to go out with him after this and get the download. But
what are you
going to
do? Eat?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
That's all,
that's all there is to do here. I gained like 50 pounds in like 6 months. It's ridiculous.
Like you'll sweat it out.
Yes, yeah. That is true. That is true. And you guys promised me a little scooter trip a little bit later,
yes,
at the show.
Absolutely.
So I'm really
excited.
Do they
have birds or limes or what do they got here?
They don't have limes here, but they have birds.
Okay, I will get the app.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So we've got a song from your album and the tour tonight again, the Pink Haze Tour. Record Bar, doors at 7 and the show starts at 8. This one is called Slow Erosion.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Nations. Thank you so much. That's your first performance in Kansas City, right?
Yes, it is.
How did it feel?
It felt awesome.
It's going to be awesome tonight, again, at Record Bar. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and we're going to see you there.
Woo-woo! Yeah, ready. Hope to see you guys. Thank you so much for checking us out.
Thank you. Thank
you.
I'm excited
us
to see
too.
You guys full of barbecue and ready to play a show.
Yes!
Coming up 7 o'clock yes. tonight. It's Jordan Silver and friends. Thank you, X Nations.
Thank you.
It's The Buzz.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.